June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Game one of the NBA Finals tonight with the Indiana Pacers visiting the Oklahoma City Thunder. I think there's been one finals in the past 20 years which people expected a bigger beatdown. Because all the predictions I've seen are either OKC in 5 or a sweep. Who are you rooting for? Are you rooting for Rick Carlisle to get it done with the upset, or do we have some Oklahoma fans locally who are waiting to see the Thunder and the new Jerry West be on top and Sam Presti?
All about Indy. I can't stand Oklahoma. They're like the Rays, the A's. I hate these smart teams. there's zero toxic masculinity involved in being smart. So I shun that. I shun that in all my sports if I can. Sorry, Ruben. I know Ruben's a big fan, but I can't stand him. Nothing I like about him. Nothing good. They're generic colors, generic team name. Don't like team names that don't end in an S. So I'm going to take Indiana.
They're very good, and they're going to be very good for a while, though. It is a thing where they don't have the same pull to me as some of the other like really great teams in recent years. I don't know what it is, because there's nothing super unlikable about them. They play really good basketball on both ends of the floor. Like, there's nothing you should really dislike about them. Ruben and Cody were talking about this at the last Firehouse. They were like, look, everybody who complains about the three-point shooting era, like, everybody should love the Thunder, because the Thunder are the team that, like, they play complete basketball now. So why is everybody shunning them? It's like, I don't know, because it's Oklahoma City. And nobody's, like, really pulled in by that. And Shea doesn't feel like the big marketable star that maybe he should be.
If Joker hadn't won, like, 3 MVPs in the last 4 years, would Shea still be the MVP?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know.
I don't know. That's part of the other reason why I hate it. But by the way, I hate Indiana too. Okay, this is the same idiot fan base thought Rick Smits was a valuable player. All right, I can't stand them either. Gosh. But this is best of worst worlds.
Rick Carlisle with a St. Louis Cardinals type quote after they won the East, saying it's basketball everywhere else, but this is Indiana.
Oh, yeah.
The state of Texas is rooting for who, according to Bet Online, with their state surveys?
I would assume OKC. Just
Indiana.
The amount of people that are OKC fans.
Bobby is correct. It is the Pacers. 39 states are rooting for the Pacers. 11 are rooting for the Thunder, including Arkansas, Delaware, Idaho, Kansas, Louisiana, Michigan, Missouri, Jersey, New York, Oklahoma, and Wisconsin.
Huh.
Everyone else, 39 states rooting for the Pacers, according to this survey.
New York, New Jersey makes sense. They just lost to them.
Yeah, and so I guess Delaware is just regional, something like that.
Where is everyone's Rick Carlisle regret, if any, that you have, a whiz kid, not a kid, but you have this brilliant offensive mind. Indiana's numbers are stupid. We'll get to that stuff later on. You look back at some of the Luka stories. Do you blame Luka a little bit more than just old rickety, crotchety Rick with his very terse style? Or do you say it ran its course, it was time for a change, this is a miracle run for them, It's not happening. Again, it's not like they're building any type of dynasty, because a lot of Mavs fans on the internet saying, look, we gave the NBA playoffs with Luka Doncic, Jalen Brunson, and now Carlisle in the finals.
Yeah, I mean, look, is Rick a better coach than Jason Kidd? Like, yeah. Yeah, he is. Like, I think it's pretty objective.
It's now, better X's and O's.
Yeah, better X's and O's. Now there's different aspects of coaching. But Rick is like, you know, an offensive kind of wizard. Yeah, I have a little regret. That's not a lot, because I do think it was probably time. It had run its course. At least it seemed like that here.
Yeah.
And this was after the Donnie crap that went on.
Which Donnie, I think he's back in town. I saw the great Bob, I don't know what his last name is, hosting a dinner. And I think Donnie's going to be Don. Don and Donnie were at the dinner, but Big Don is being honored in Oklahoma City in one of these first two games for some reason.
Huh. So, like, that whole Donnie situation happened, and Rick was like, all right, not getting along with the star player. I'm not breaking in a new GM. I'm out of here. It probably had run its course, but there's still a level of regret, because he is a good coach.
I think both things can be true. Zero regret, and he's a great coach. Like, it was time he had to go. Like, I mean, you'd hear whispers that he didn't get along very well with Dirk at times. But, like, I mean, they could work together. It wasn't like we hate each other. But, yeah, they're tough personality to deal with. He is very heavy-handed. He can be a lot. There's no doubt about it, he's a fantastic coach. Just the way that when we talk about how frustrating it is watching Kidd draw up a play out of a timeout, like Rick Carlisle would always get you a great look out of a timeout for a last second shot.
Yeah.
Carlisle always felt was really great at like using his timeouts. Like anytime you never felt like a run was getting too far along before Carlisle called the timeout. He was really good, I think, at devising different game plans and schemes against teams that they were mismatched against. That's got to be Oklahoma City's biggest concern. Is just, what is Carlisle going to scheme up for you? Because if Carlisle can get a game plan right, he can challenge Boston like he did last year. They can beat, you know, the Knicks here, and they can take control of the Knicks. So to me, Carlisle's great, but it had worn out here.
I agree.
Yeah. Look, I mean, to be fair, Kidd and Carlisle didn't get along at the beginning either.
Yeah.
The very beginning.
Yeah.
It took a year and a half, 2 years.
Yeah. Rick would draw circles around Jason, but today's NBA, like Schottenheimer said the other day in his presser, his dad is looking down from heaven saying, what the hell are you doing at practice? What is this ain't a pep rally. And he's like, and it was tremendous perspective, talking about his own father, his own legendary father. He said, it's a different league, and my dad coached different players back then. And you got to have some guys, maybe that lack of star power. I'm trying to remember the last NBA Finals that had this lack of star power. And we'll get into this later on with what Carlisle had to say. Oklahoma does not have a two. And if you want to call Halliburton a star, fine. But they definitely don't have a two in Pascal Siakam as a star.
Look, I mean, when Mavs Heat, 06, I mean, Dirk and Wade obviously were stars.
Yeah.
But, like, Miami had names. They didn't have star. Like, Shaq wasn't a star at that point. You know, like, he wasn't a star anymore.
Gary Payton
wasn't a star anymore.
Yeah.
And we didn't have, like, that true second star either.
Right. All right. Is this another example of RJ Choppy's theory and Shaq's that coaching does not matter, with the Phoenix Suns getting their new guy to manage that mess?
Jordan Ott. Whatever that is. He's been on Kenny Atkinson's staff. Whoever that is. Cleveland, right? Zero head coaching experience, which is an odd choice for an aging team of vets. To have a guy that...
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus T&Cs apply.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Is never coach like this is
well. Durant's not going to be there,
right? He's not going to be there. That's the point. Like they're hiring him not to coach this team. They're hiring him to coach some other group of players.
And Devin Booker had some big say in this and signed off, according to Shams.
So, like, obviously, this means that a lot of these Phoenix players are probably going to be available. Some of them, at least, maybe you get them a discount now that everybody knows that they're going to be available. Don't get any ideas, Nico. But yeah, this is another example of the coach doesn't matter. The Denver Nuggets gave Adelman's kid an extension. Like, they're super win now. The Knicks are the Knicks going to go and give a rookie head coach a job? Maybe they are. I don't know. But that's super win now. Win now teams generally go with, like, win now coaches too.
Boy, it is hard to find a picture of this guy not looking like a complete psycho. Because I did not know who he was. If you look at this man... Look at his, like, he gives off massive, just like, I will kill you vibes. Like,
the white Missoula.
Look at that. Again, just staring daggers. That dude, I don't know. I don't like that energy coming off that
guy. See a lot of the white in the eyes. You know, when you see a lot of the eye white, whatever that's called, whatever part of the eye, that eye, we see a lot of that because he's side-eyeing you. Psycho behavior.
And then, Bobby, you did a lot more digging into what happened with Tom Thibodeau in New York, as there are now reports that the team not thrilled with Jalen Brunson's pops on the bench and his consistent presence with influence and decision-making.
Yeah, Ian Begley from SNY, he had a lot of the initial reporting on this, and he had followed up, and this report was really odd about the process of firing Thibodeau. He said that the Knicks conducted a review of players and coaches in the postmortem of the season. And he says the setup of these meetings was different than the traditional exit meeting. He said these exit meetings are traditionally conducted by the leading executive. Each player meets individually with the top executive. Sometimes other front office members are present. But they said this assessment was different. It wasn't all the players. It was only a select few that were interviewed. And in those interviews, they had gotten the feedback that there was an issue with Thibodeau and that they wanted him out. So it's like, okay... Every bit of reporting, even in the aftermath, has been Brunson did not stab Thibodeau in the back. He wanted him. He wanted to keep him here. So who are you talking to? Which couple players are you collecting and saying this is going to trump either talking to our entire roster or our star?
Because Josh Hart is a Thibodeau guy. I know that. We think Brunson was.
So you're talking to Mitchell Robinson and Bridges? Like, who are you talking to?
Yeah.
Ananobi? Like, I have no idea who... Like, and why that would carry so much weight. I can't imagine you're going like, hey, Kat, tell us what you think. We're going to take Kat's opinion over what anybody else has to say here. And so the fact that they would have just picked out a couple of players and that would have trumped anything Brunson said, anything that the results they got, something seems off. So the feedback they got from these players must have been super critical.
Yeah. And Brunson, like, he didn't have his sit down that trumped everyone?
Right. You would think, think about the NBA is the most star-driven, whatever the star says, they're getting their way. That's been the NBA for 2 decades now, and that can't win out in New York?
Dan Hurley at UConn did comment on this opening, because you got Dan Hurley, you got Jay Wright, you got Jeff Van Gundy fun, and he was being quoted, RJ, as saying, oh no, not another summer of that.
Yeah, right? Which, look, I mean... I get it. It's probably the thing he's supposed to say
after the Lakers summer
and last year. Yeah, I mean that was apparently they were close enough to where He had taken a couple of meetings with them, including one where he went out there.
Sounded like he was the guy before Reddick. They offered him the job.
It did. Yeah, they did. That was the report. And then his wife, who's got a pretty big hand in all this, and she's like, I'm an East Coast girl. I don't want to leave. I don't want to go out west. Now this, because the same thing happened with Kentucky. You know, Kentucky wanted him. Now this might be different because depending on where they live in Connecticut, they might not even have to move.
But yeah. not another summer of that.
Meaning the rumors. So
yeah, I know.
Yeah,
I'm trying to lead you to your point where you're saying it wasn't a no.
Yeah, that's not a no. That the point is that, you know, he could say that, and that's the right thing to say right now. But that is not him shutting this down. And we are kind of in recruiting season, which is another interesting little kind of sidebar to all this.
Spending all right. Season.
There it is. Spending NBA season. Finals, game one starting tonight. OKC is favored by how much?
9.5.
Right? 9.5 on the dot. This could be the, I thought he was going to be off the show after yesterday's performance, but Peyton Russell is back with the payload, and this may get him actually canceled. Two gender stories.
Oh, no.
Not one, but two gender stories, and how much of your delivery food is being eaten on the way. The payload with a Rangers ticket giveaway next.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.